This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Outdoor dining has been quite literally a lifeline for a lot of bars and restaurants the past 19 months. And since you got to spend money to make money, a lot of places spent not small amounts of money making those outdoor spaces as habitable as possible. But to everything, there is a season, and outdoor dining might not be that thing as winter draws close, as Brita Green reports now from St. Paul, Minnesota. Yes, Minnesota, and outdoor dining in the winter. Here you go.
One of the oldest buildings in St. Paul is home to Waldmann, a German-style restaurant and brewery. Walk onto the patio, and it's easy to miss what looks like a simple set of light switches mounted on the wall. Owner Tom Schroeder clicks them on.
What we have here are 8 35,000 BTU infrared heaters that are specifically designed to operate in high winds.
There are more heaters in other areas, too. Stand nearby, and within about 5 minutes, Schroeder says, you'll start to feel the warmth on your clothing and any exposed skin.
And in fact, this will heat up your beer if you don't drink it fast enough.
That's maybe one downside, he says. But really, having these heaters will help ensure that he'll have customers here all winter long.
Oh, yeah. The beer garden was packed, if you can imagine, last New Year's Eve. It was 5 below.
He says he invested just over $60,000 in this equipment in 2020. Says it was well worth it last winter, and he anticipates it'll be worth it this year, too. According to a recent survey by a group representing the hospitality industry in Minnesota, about two-thirds of Minnesota restaurants have taken on debt since the start of the pandemic, the average amount being about $500,000. In Minneapolis, Christina Nguyen hasn't spent nearly that much to invest in outdoor seating at her restaurant Hi-Hi. She estimates she spent a couple $1,000s to put up a tent and some decorations alongside what was already a big permanent patio. She intends, though, to move everything indoors once temperatures dip into the 20s and 30s.
I would be lying if I said that I was looking forward to fall and winter coming because, you know, as the patios close, we're definitely going to be feeling it.
She says it's hard to believe this winter could be as bad as last before vaccinations were available. Still, restaurants here are not required to ask patrons for proof of vaccination for indoor dining. That's one reason that Zach Eichten decided to meet friends outdoors at St. Paul Brewing. He says he prefers restaurants to have vaccine mandates if he's going to venture inside.
But outside works great for places that don't have policies like that in place.
The patio here is packed, even though it's damp and in the 50s. Chelsea Fai says it's her third time here in a month.
I mean, here in Minnesota, you acclimate to the cold, as we say. So I don't feel like this is cold right now. It's jacket weather for sure.
The bar inside, which does not have a vaccine mandate, is busy as well. Catering to both crowds, this brewery plans to heat the outdoor space this year once temperatures dip a bit further. Director of Operations Tony Perella says the propane for those heaters alone will cost about $500 a week. And for new restaurant owners, those kinds of outdoor costs are just part of the business model. Chef Yia Vang is planning to open a new restaurant next year. When he first started putting together the designs for the space, Vinay, in Minneapolis, the patio was an afterthought.
And now it's like, oh, wow, like the outdoor seating aspect of it has to be as big, if not, you know, one of the bigger draws now.
He says customers are roughly split in terms of their comfort eating indoors, and best business practice is to have options for all. In St. Paul, I'm Brita Green for Marketplace.